Dealing with difficult situations. Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on dealing with difficult situations, how to say no. A few years ago, a friend of mine was extremely stressed and a doctor diagnosed anxiety and offered tablets. He didn't want the pills, so took the option of counseling. On his very first visit to the counselor, she hit the nail on the head. She said he didn't know how to say no. Being someone who doesn't know how to say no in business life has a number of consequences in terms of your personal development, but even worse, can lead you to overloading yourself and burning out with stress, a real issue today for business and their workforce. When we talk about difficult situations, we generally mean difficult people. The problem is difficult people often don't know they're being difficult, so they are unlikely to attend a course or listen to a podcast like this. So I think it's safe to assume that you're one of life's nice guys. The point is, we can't change the other person's behavior if they're not listening in, so we're going to have to focus on our own behavior. Often, when there are difficult situations, we have to look to ourselves and our behavior to take the conflict away. You're in a very powerful position. It's you who controls what comes out of your mouth. What you say and how you say it comes with consequences. You could be seen as a doormat, someone who's going nowhere, or as a calm and respected professional who's going places. With this in mind, here's what I'm going to cover on this podcast. First of all, understanding difficult behavior. Before we react to this, it's important we understand things from the other person's perspective. Next, what is a difficult person? Let's be clear on what we mean by this. Next, strategies for dealing with conflict. Whilst we may want to say no, it may not always be the appropriate thing to do. And finally, assertive behavior and how to say no for when it is appropriate. When dealing with difficult situations, we generally mean difficult people. I'm sure if you think of the last difficult situation you had to deal with, it involved dealing with a difficult person. It's often not the person who's being difficult. In fact, in another situation, they can be perfectly nice. However, it's their behavior we find difficult to deal with. I can think of difficult situations I've had to deal with during my career, where a person's behavior has seemed unreasonable and made me feel uncomfortable. But on another occasion, in another setting, usually away from work, they are perfectly friendly and pleasant to be around. It's really important, therefore, to understand why they are behaving that way. For example, if somebody's persistently late, is it because they're lazy, bad timekeepers, or could they have childcare issues? Or maybe they have a medical condition to deal with. Knowing this beforehand would change your approach to the issue. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, got it right when he said, "Seek first to understand. Therefore, it is important to actively listen to what the person has to say." In Mr. Covey's book, he gives an example of a man on the subway letting his children run amok on the train carriage. Mr. Covey was particularly annoyed at this, so in an angry voice asked the man to keep his kids under control. The man replied, "I'm so sorry. It's just that we've just come from the hospital where their mother has just died, and I really don't know what to do." Armed with this knowledge, Mr. Covey's whole attitude changed, and he was kicking himself for being so insensitive in the first place. Therefore, you need to understand the situation, which may mean asking more questions before you say what you need to say to the other person. So when we're dealing with difficult situations we've just established, we usually mean dealing with difficult people. So what is a difficult person? Take a few seconds to think about this and what it means to you. Did you have someone specific in mind when thinking about this? I know I did. You may include someone who doesn't listen, someone who's very busy, someone senior, perhaps it's somebody who comes across as being aggressive or arrogant, someone that always wants to be right, and perhaps they are completely inflexible. Dealing with difficult people often leads to conflict. What do I mean by conflict? I mean where the concerns of two people appear to be incompatible. I said appear to be because often if you talk about it, you might find you're closer than you think. Conflict gurus Thomas and Kilman put together their conflict mode instrument, a diagnostic tool to provide strategies to handle difficult situations. This looks at two behaviors. First of all, assertiveness. In this context, this means the extent to which we get our own way. Secondly, cooperativeness, the extent to which we help other people get their own way. This leads to five ways to handle conflict as follows. First of all, we can be cooperative but unassertive. This is particularly relevant where we feel we can't say no to a request, where we are being accommodating. In this case, the other person gets what they want at your expense. For example, your boss asks you to do something when you haven't really got the time, but you say yes anyway. The trouble is, if you're always accommodating, then how are you really perceived? The likelihood is that you may be seen as a bit of a doormat and not truly credible for leadership. However, there may be times when it is appropriate to be accommodating, particularly if the other person's issue is more important than yours, or it's more important to maintain harmony, perhaps in a difficult client negotiation when it is politically expedient to back down. Secondly, you can be assertive but not cooperative. This is the opposite and where we are competing. If accommodating is the yes box, then this is the no box. Where we are competing, we pursue our own goals at the expense of ours. Perhaps this is how we perceive difficult people. However, there are times when it is appropriate to behave in this way. For example, when a quick decision is needed or when you know you're right. The third strategy is to be unassertive and uncooperative. This is where we avoid the conflict by not addressing it and hoping it will go away. In this situation, neither party gets what they want. The problem is the issue doesn't go away, it's merely deferred and can possibly lead to others being drawn in. This strategy may be appropriate if you need more time to reflect or more information to respond, or if you've got more important things to do. However, it's important that this is communicated to the other party. For example, do you mind if I just check my diary, as I think I've already got quite a busy schedule and I need to see if I can move anything around? Midway is compromising and may seem ideal, but is actually where both parties get what neither party wanted. This is a mutually accepted partial solution which satisfies both parties. For example, I am asked to do 4 hours work, but I can only agree to 2 hours, and this is accepted. The problem is the job's therefore only partially done, and there's a danger that the person will then approach me after 2 hours to ask when I can complete it. Therefore, it's important to make it clear that this is the deal and there's no comeback. A compromise is appropriate where a quick solution is needed and collaboration is not going to work. Finally, you can be assertive and cooperative. This is known as collaborating. With this strategy, both parties get what they want. They work together to find a solution which satisfies both parties, even if it looks a bit different to what they both first thought. To successfully collaborate, it's vital for both parties to fully understand what the other party wants, and it's appropriate when the issue is important to both parties. Long-term relationships are important and you want a creative solution. It's important to think of your strategy when entering into a conflict situation. Whilst your first instinct may be to say no or want to say no, it may not be appropriate in that instance. This will depend on the issue causing the conflict. Things to consider include: how important is the issue to you and the other person? What will your actions do to the relationship, and how important is this relationship? What will it do to my reputation? What are the consequences of me helping or not helping? The answers to these questions will lead to the appropriate style. However, The way in which you deliver the message will be important in gaining respect and credibility. So let's look at your behavior. Typically, there are three behaviors that people demonstrate in the workplace. These are assertive behavior, aggressive behavior, and passive behavior, and they can be demonstrated with words and body language. To understand assertive behavior, we first need to consider non-assertive behavior. First, there is aggressive behavior. In the extreme, this is bullying. There is sometimes a fine line between aggressive and being assertive, and sometimes when people consider themselves to be assertive, they're actually being aggressive. This might not be so extreme to be considered bullying, but includes dismissing other people's ideas and opinions and forcing others to back down. This can lead to the other person becoming angry, upset, feeling bullied and resentful. At worst, it exposes the business to a risk of HR action for harassment. At the opposite end of the scale is passive behavior. This is where there is no fight in us and we'd simply give in. Typically, passive people avoid conflict and are unable to say no when necessary, and therefore are unable to express their opinions. This leads others to continue to make unreasonable demands on you because they assume you're okay with it. It will also mean that you've been overlooked when more interesting challenges arise, where important decisions need to be made, as you'll be seen as someone who doesn't have an opinion. The third and ideal way to behave is to be assertive. This is somewhere between passive and aggressive, but if done badly, can be mistaken for aggression. This is where you communicate with professionalism and confidence, but in a way where you show genuine concern for the other person. You do this by showing you care about their feelings and respect their views. You are honest about what you want and how you feel. The key words here are care, respect, and honesty. Note how this behavior deals with ours and the other party's feelings, something we often leave out of business conversations. However, if we don't say how we feel, how can they understand and respond appropriately? If we don't tell them, they'll just assume all is okay. This behavior enables a collaborative approach, will help you build relationships and demonstrate leadership qualities. You will also build your self-esteem and feel better about yourself. So then, how do you behave assertively, particularly when it comes to saying no? This can be achieved with a three-step approach. This will not come naturally at first, so may take some rehearsal time to ensure you come across the right way. So before you approach that difficult person, take time to practice what you want to say. Alternatively, if the difficult person approaches you before you've had a chance to practice your response, consider an avoiding strategy to defer the issue to give you time to prepare your response. For example, can you give me half an hour to consider this? Then I'll be right with you. Okay, so the three-step approach. Step one, remember what I said at the start of this session. The first step is to understand where the other person is coming from. So listen to what they have to say and understand their situation. Then let them know you've listened and understood them. Step two, state clearly and honestly what your position is and how you feel. Step 3. State what you want to happen or suggest a way forward. For example, your boss asks you to stay late and work on a project that needs to be completed by 10 a.m. tomorrow. However, you've already got tickets for a theater show with your best friend this evening. To be assertive, your reply should include the three steps. Step 1. I understand you want me to stay behind this evening so we can deliver to the client for 10 o'clock tomorrow. You've shown you care and understand by listening to the issue and repeating what they've asked. Step 2. I'd really like to help and will need to think for a moment as I already have plans with a friend this evening and we've already purchased theater tickets. You've said how you feel and what your position is. Step 3. I can think of a solution that will help you and will also mean I don't let my friend down. I can stay until 7:30 p.m. this evening and then go directly from work to the theater to meet my friend, as the show doesn't start until 8 p.m. I'm then happy to come in early tomorrow morning to finish off if I don't get finished tonight. This is collaborating. You've said what you want to happen and suggested a solution. An alternative step three could be, not to worry, I'll give my friend a call. I'm sure she'll understand. This is accommodating, but note, I've not just backed down. I've let my boss know I'm putting myself out. This will create credit for another time. Another step three could be, I don't really want to let my friend down, as this has already taken a long time to organize. Can I therefore suggest Joe Blogs, as they were just saying they didn't have much planned for this evening? We've stated what we want to happen and suggested a solution. Being assertive doesn't mean you will always win. It's about you being in control of the situation and ensuring you benefit from the outcome in the long run, whether it means getting your own way or conceding on this occasion for the better long-term good. So let's wrap up and review what we've covered. First of all, understanding difficult behavior. Remember Stephen Covey's advice, seek first to understand. Then we looked at what a difficult person is, and here I give some examples of the types of behavior displayed by difficult people. Next, we looked at the strategies for dealing with conflict. This is where we looked at if we got our own way or whether the other person won. In most cases, the ideal solution is to collaborate, where both parties get what they want. However, remember, there are times when the most appropriate strategy is to be accommodating and say yes. Finally, we looked at assertive behavior and how to say no. Here we considered three different types of behavior: aggressive behavior, passive behavior, and assertive behavior. We then looked at how to behave assertively with the three-stepped approach: to listen, then to state how we feel and our position, and then to suggest a way forward. Remember, being someone who doesn't know how to say no in business life has a number of consequences in terms of your personal development, but even worse, can lead to you overloading yourself and burning out with stress, a real issue today for businesses and their workforce. Now you have the tools to formulate an assertive conversation. You can put this into practice. Thank you for listening.